some new music, huh? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Kevin, I believe that band is Linkin Park, and I believe Mike Shinoda from the band joins us here in the studio now on the Kevin Show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I think they have fulfilled their your wish for new music recently. Yeah, I think we're good. We're good for now.
I was just kidding.
Mike, how you been, man? What's going on? We haven't seen you since San Francisco, I think.
Yeah,
was the last time we
saw you. We're good. We did a we went on a tour in Europe since then, and then just got back a week and a half ago, I think it was. About 2 weeks ago.
How different is Mike's life from ours? We saw him in San Francisco like a month ago. What have we been doing since then? The exact same thing we did then, the exact same thing we're doing now. What have you been doing?
Every day.
Well, you know, I went to like 10 countries.
Well, I'm doing the same thing. I mean, you guys are staying in one spot doing the same thing over and over. I'm moving from city to city doing the same thing.
Where
why
did you go?
Why do you guys have what appears to be like a sleeping mattress with like...
That's my office.
Yeah, this is like... It looks like in here, it looks like there's a homeless person like camped out in the corner. Yeah.
There is. It's Kevin. He hasn't broken it to us that he's been kicked out of his house, so he's sleeping here at night now.
I sit in the corner and I make a giant mess. Most people are nice enough not to bring it up.
There's like paperwork strewn all over the floor.
Is,
and the half-eaten Subway sandwich.
Okay, take it easy. I didn't have time to finish it. What's wrong with you? Take it easy.
It's amazing.
Nobody has ever pointed this out before.
And in such detail.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Mike, we have many things to discuss, including the secret show for Japan. But I have to ask, just because you mentioned you've been to all these countries, you love playing on stage. That's the best part about being in Linkin Park, I imagine, is doing those shows and seeing those fans.
Is it, or is it recording?
No, I like both, actually. Those are my two favorite
things.
Is
there one
over the other? And it goes back and forth, you know, depending on the show and depending on what we're working on in the studio. And, these shows were great. They were awesome.
But my question is, the other 20, 1.5 hours a day or whatever it is that you're not on stage or actively making music, what's that like when you're in Europe for 3 weeks or whatever? I mean, is it miserable? Is it just hotel to hotel, car to car, interview to interview? Do you just dread that until you get on stage, or are you able to manage it pretty
well? No, especially once you've been, if you have the same cities that you keep going back to, it tends to be, you find stuff that you like. Like, you know, we played a lot in New York, for example. We played a lot in bunch of times in Tokyo. We played a bunch of times in London, and I find that I know like my favorite spots. I can go to the same restaurants, and I think for us, like, there's so much that is not routine that when you can create a little bit of routine in the midst of it, it helps keep you.
Do you ever play bad shows?
Of course, yeah, sure.
Because it seems like bands at your level, like, that it's always consistently...
It's relative. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know.
You ever get off stage and go, that sucked, I'm so angry.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah,
when was the last time?
Remember, you saw us in San Francisco.
Yes.
I think for us, there was a show that week. It may have been that one.
Would you like to apologize to San Francisco?
Because the thing is, for us, like, and I know... you can see there was one episode on Twitter where Chester like basically like apologized for a show, and then he read his timeline of like stuff people had been saying, and people were saying to him, that was the best show, we had so much fun, blah blah blah. But he did that. He read that stuff after he had already said, I didn't like it. And so for us, it's kind of like sometimes you don't know. I mean,
is it stuff that none of us would recognize as little stuff?
Sometimes. I mean, like, we've gone into songs before where he can't hear him. Like, we have monitors in our ears that help us, like, basically
you can hear,
like,
the mix.
Hear the mix, hear the music, be able to find our pitch and everything.
He takes his out all the time, though.
He does, because he can hear the speakers. But long story short, we've gone into songs where he didn't hear the pitch correctly, and he jumped into the song off key and then had a hard time, like,
You ever stopped and then gone, hey, let's start that again?
I did that. I've done that at least once.
Really?
Yeah. It's not his fault. It's like, you know, room to room, it can be really,
of course,
tricky sometimes.
Interesting. Speaking of Japan.
Yes.
You guys have told us before, you're crazy popular in Japan for some reason. Not that you're not popular everywhere, but in Japan in particular, they just go ballistic for you guys, right?
I think I was telling you one time about a story where I made the mistake of walking around the venue outside of one of our venues. We were playing two nights at the Budokan, which is like the one of the most famous venues for sumo wrestling.
Hey, Bean, you know he's part Japanese, right?
Well, no, I get that. I'm not saying there's not a reason for it.
I just wanted to check before we moved on.
Go ahead. I think we were there. We didn't know what we were in for. I was walking around outside the venue, just like sightseeing and stuff. And I basically got mobbed by the people that were there to see our show.
Right.
And luckily, some of our techs were nearby. I mean, I literally walked through, and it was, I'm just walking through, and then like one or two people look, and then like 10 or 20
people
look. And
then somebody shouts, "Hey, it's Mike Shinoda!"
In Japanese, that is exactly what happened. I heard like 100 feet away, I hear, and then these kids start running, and as soon as a couple of them like did it, then everybody did it, and it was actually dangerous. I mean, we were, I wasn't alone. We were like scared.
You're like pulling your arm off and stuff.
And luckily,
like, hey, people.
Luckily, a couple of our techs just happened to be walking from the bus into the venue, and they kind of jumped in and pulled us out of there.
So when you go to Japan, do you play five shows or something like that, just to kind of try to meet the demand of how many people want to see you?
We play. Let's see. This time, I think we're playing six. I think we're playing two in Tokyo, two in Osaka, and then there's two more. But it's it's generally about that.
Is it better, the same reception as most places?
It's just different. The way they react to concerts. The first time any band goes over there, I don't know about other genres of music, but for rock bands, if you When before we went, all of the like roadies that had been over there many times said to us, "Okay, one thing is gonna happen, and you're not gonna expect it because there's no other place that does this, uh-huh. but it may make you a little nervous. In between every song, as soon as the song is over, the applause are gonna be really loud for a moment, and then it's gonna go completely silent, crickets.
So they clap." It's crazy, and then stop crazy.
You don't pay attention to it. That everywhere else, like in between songs, you hear people chatting, people on the phone, little whistles and screams and whatever, like throughout any gap in between songs.
Right.
People just kind of make noise and whatever. Now imagine you've got 15,000 people together, and as soon as the song is over, they applaud the song, and then that.
Why do they stop like that?
Because
do they not
want
to be rude? They want to hear the beginning of the next song?
They want to hear what you have to say.
Really?
Yeah, it's
nice.
Completely quiet.
Everywhere else, they don't care. Your live album then.
Everywhere else, they don't care what you want to say.
I think a live album recorded there might be really weird for people. It'd just be like, in between every
all
song.
Right, there's a secret show.
Secret show.
You can see.
It's
Lincoln
not a
Park.
Secret show. It's at a secret. It's a secret location because it's a really. It's going to be a very small, intimate venue where we can see every face in the house, and it'll be
all right. If you'd like to go, we're going to give you all the details next. But if you can't stick around, go to secretshowforjapan.com.
Okay.
Yes.
So even though it's not a secret show, that's the website.
That's the website. It's kind of a secret show.
Secret show for Japan.
Nice name, Mike.
.com. And we'll be right back, and we'll explain everything to you. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 26 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Our friend Rich Eisen from the NFL Network joins us in minutes to talk about the conclusion of the lockout, which is good news. Right now, Mike Shinoda in studio from the band you just heard right there called Linkin Park. Music for Relief, by the way. When did you start the Music for Relief to start raising money for charity? How many years ago and for what cause, Mike?
I think it was 2005, and we started after the... we basically...
Was it Katrina?
It was the tsunami in South Asia, so it's kind of weird that it's come full circle, but
yeah.
It's the... we went to work after Katrina, California wildfires. We've been doing stuff all over the world, actually. A big effort in Haiti and now a big effort in Japan.
Let me tell you one second about when they went to New Orleans with my wife's charity.
Oh, yeah.
Because these guys... You would think that they would sit in their limos and go, yeah, yeah, somebody carry that box over.
I'm glad that's what people would think,
Mike's
that's how little people think of you, Mike.
God,
no,
man.
Mike's carrying stuff, and Chester's pushing vans out of mud, and I mean...
Chester went.
He really did a lion's share of the work, and it was impressive.
He worked really hard.
Well, the impressive thing to me about your charity is it is not something that was put up and then has languished. I mean, you have made it an ongoing concern, and it is obviously something that's very important to every member of Linkin Park. And now Japan is in the news. March 11th was the date. I know it seems like such old news for us because we've been wrapped up in things that have happened in our own country since then. Mm. But March 11th, they had a 9.0 tsunami, and they're nowhere near fighting back from that yet, right, Mike? I mean, it's still pretty desperate over there.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it was off the... basically, I think one of the areas heaviest hit was Sendai, which is kind of like, if you can imagine, kind of like northern Japan. And that's where you hear about all of the, you know, the radiation concerns. And if you look online and see the pictures of the coastline where the tsunami hit, I mean, it's flattened. You know, it's like it actually reminded me of the images you saw from Katrina, except I feel like, I don't know how they compare in size, but to my eye, it looks more barren, you know?
Just like it really flattened everything to the ground.
It just flattened everything.
Towns just disappeared. Everything in the town was gone.
There was an incredible video just by a random dude who had his little cell phone out or little camera, and he was videoing the street right before the water started coming down, you know, through the town.
Right.
And he, so when he starts the video, there's nothing on the street. And then a trickle of water comes down, and then like a minute later, that's washing trash down the street, and he starts climbing up what appears to be like a staircase up a hill so he can get out of the way. So then you've got trash, then you've got bigger trash, then you've got things like mailboxes and like little storage units, then you've got bigger things, cars. I forget what the intermediate step was, but like basically it ends up being, then you start seeing cars coming down the street.
Yeah.
By the end of it, you are seeing houses floating down the street, and not like one, like five. It's crazy to watch these things happen, and that's what went on over there. So the cleanup and the aftermath of something like that is, you know, I can't even begin to imagine.
Is many years.
Yeah. It's going to be years.
And the problem is that the news cycle here, like Bean said, changes so quickly. We were very aware of it when it first happened, and then a week later, we move on.
I mean, so much stuff goes on in the news, and that's, you know, I mean, you can't fault the news because they're running a business too. They want the fresh news and the exciting stuff has got to, you know, that kind of keeps the wheels turning over there. But we do want to try and get people's attention back on Japan. Our charity, we're working with a group called Save the Children.
Tell us how it works.
Save the Children, basically, in a nutshell, their focuses are things like, psychiatric help for the kids who've been affected by the tragedy. Maybe they've lost a loved one. Maybe they've probably lost a home, or they've seen something really that they can't cope with yet.
I don't know that adults could cope with that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're in a more fragile state. And some, you know, maybe if they're older, maybe hormones are going. I mean, they're really beat up by this thing. And in addition to that, they need, you know, the younger kids, they need places to play. They need places to get together and talk about the stuff, or get together and get their minds off of the stuff. And so that's what Save the Children does. Our charity, Music for Relief, part of our kind of mission statement is to go to work in the aftermath of natural disasters, to do so in an environmentally conscious way. And
explain to people, I apologize for rushing you, but explain to people how they can attend this concert and how it helps and how to do it.
Well, so basically, if you just go to Secret Show for Japan, you can find ways to set up your basically a donation page to reach out to your friends, your family, and anybody else who might donate money. It's just basically a helper for your fundraising. 100% of the proceeds that you collect that go to Music for Relief, they pass directly through us. We don't take any. There's no like overhead. There's no charges. Whatever. It just goes straight through to Japan.
You have to raise the $500.
There are certain like basically goals. Like if you raise $500, you get two tickets to this show that we're playing here in LA. Again, like I said, it's a really small venue. I can't remember the last time we played a venue so small. And then there are special prizes for people who raise exceptional amounts of money. The person who raises the most, I think they get a signed instrument, and they meet the band. And
Mike's not sure.
We're giving away instruments to people. We're taking pictures and meeting and signing stuff with people.
We have a
that's right. That's the other thing that they get. They get to watch the show from the stage, which is
nice.
The one thing that they get that nobody else gets.
How many tickets are still available for this venue for people to still raise $500 and go, Mike?
I'm not allowed to say how big the venue is, so it's. I think we're about halfway there.
Oh, okay. So there's still opportunities for Linkin Park fans who want to help Japan to raise $500, as your friend Janessa did, who joins us here on the Kevin Bean Show. Janessa apparently already has raised her money and is already coming to the show. Hi, Janessa.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You're on with Mike Shinoda. Do you know Mike?
No, I don't. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi. Well, we don't know each other personally. Are you? I heard that you're a Linkin Park fan, though.
I am. I love you guys very much.
Where are you from?
I'm from Torrance,
okay,
California.
Cool. All right.
Torrance. So, now, we have to ask, because we were all discussing this before we got you on the phone. Janessa, that's a made-up name, right?
It's a made-up porn name.
No.
Is that your given name is Janessa?
Janessa Jones.
We're just asking.
I would see any movie you were in, Janessa.
But so Janessa Jones is your real name,
not like
a stage name.
All right. Absolutely. How did you? First of all, talk me through the process. You heard about this secret show for Japan. You're a Linkin Park fan. You just thought to yourself, "Oh my God, I need to do that. I need to figure out a way to get in to see that show." Right?
Yeah. And I got a bunch of emails from people saying, "I don't know how to raise $500." Let's ask Janessa how she did it. Was it porn?
No, it was not porn, but no, thank you.
I'm just kidding. How did you raise the money?
There's multiple ways. You can go through Facebook. When you go on the website, there's a place where it says ask for donations, and you can make a comment on Facebook. You can send direct emails to people, and then I also sent personal emails as well.
So you just hit up all of your friends and acquaintances for money and said, "Look, I'm doing this. It's for a really good cause. Would you help me out and donate a few bucks?"
Yes. And there's
how annoying.
No, but you know what? A side thing is the venue or the day is also my birthday.
Oh, look at that.
So, yeah.
Everything's working perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two great causes.
You know, we forgot to mention, I just realized that the band's opening for us, it's just us and one other band. That band is called Bees. It's the letter B, apostrophe Z. And maybe a lot of Americans haven't heard of them so much, but they're the best-selling rock band in the history of Japan.
No kidding.
They're a huge... we play like a big venue in Tokyo. They play the Enormo Dome... like this, like three times bigger,
really?
And they play it like five nights in a row. Like they are massive out there, and they're coming, and they're going to play this tiny little show. So,
cool.
Do they sing
in English, Mike?
They have some. I think it's mixed because some of the song titles are in English and some are not. And
I saw on your site. I just read the bio on your site. It said that they had 45 consecutive singles debut at number one in Japan.
Crazy, right?
That's
45.
Crazy.
So Linkin Park and a band even bigger than Linkin Park in Japan, which is where all the money is being raised to help. You can go to secretshowforjapan.com. Janessa, I'm glad we got to meet you. I can't wait for your first movie, and we'll see you at the show, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Janessa. Hey, one last question because we got to go. If people can't raise the $500 but want to donate some, where do they go? Do they still go to?
I would recommend going to that site.
That same site.
Hopefully, getting in touch. I mean, if you don't think you're going to raise that much money or whatever, you can still start your own page and just raise money.
Okay,
that's great. And I'm sure we definitely Music for Relief definitely encourages that. If you want to help out other people who are already raising funds, that's also helpful because maybe somebody already is out there with they've raised $400, and if they just could get a push over the edge, they get two tickets to the show. Maybe you could strike up a deal with them and they'll take you.
Yeah, I'll give you $100, but you got to take me.
You gotta take me.
All right. The website again is secretshowforjapan.com. That's where you go to find out all the information. Mike Shinoda has been our guest from Linkin Park. Mike, you're always the best.
Thank you guys very much for
having me. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.